Heath, H-E-A-T-H, Dacus, D-A-C-U-S, 61487. Chief complaint, I'm having trouble sleeping, number one. Number two, I need my sleep apnea device / CPAP. Next number, I had chest pain, went in the emergency room and had a negative workup. Next number, my last stress test, which was a nuclear stress test, was negative 2 years ago. Next number, increased weight. Next number, difficulty with anxiety and depression. Next number, diabetes partially controlled. Next number, abnormal EKG today. Next number, strong family history of stroke and bipolar disorder. Our patient is a 34-year-old gentleman, married for 8 years, has two children, comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems. He weighs 260 pounds. He is very motivated. He lost 10 pounds on his own, and his blood sugar stabilized, but he definitely needs help with his sleep apnea. He says his testosterone 2-3 years ago was normal, but wants to recheck as well. Social, he smokes off and on. He doesn't drink on a regular basis. He works at the, he's a jailer, J-A-Y-L-E-R. Allergy, codeine, surgery. No surgeries, medical problems, anxiety, depression, gastroesophageal reflux, diabetes. His anxiety and depression is stable. He's not taking any medication, definitely not suicidal. Medication, he takes a metformin combination, doesn't know what it is. We'll get the medication for us. Simvastatin, Bentyl recently, Prilosec, and Lisinopril, which he stopped because he dropped his blood pressure too low. Family history, mom died of renal failure, had bipolar diabetes, and history of stroke, dad died of diabetes. History, stroke, and natural causes in quotation. Review of system, sleep apnea, untreated. He lost his CPAP, weight up and down, but mainly mostly weight gain. History of ED, history of stress test, 2018 or so, which was negative. Lots of sleep, lots of allergy symptoms, some leg pain off and on, some leg swelling at the end of the day, frequent urination at night. Palpitations, some dizziness when the blood sugar goes up. On exam, he weighs 261 pounds, 98, 97.9, 16, 74, 115 over 87. Heart positive, one positive was two. Lungs, few bronchi, but clear. Abdomen, obese, soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash or mucosa with amygdala or extremis shows trace edema. Assessment, as far as his diabetes is concerned, we'll check an A1C. Number two, we'll get the actual name of the medication. Next number, he says his A1C was a lot worse a year or two ago, but the medication is helping. Next number, he's very motivated to lose weight and do well. Next number, set up for sleep apnea, ASAP. Next number, needs a new CPAP, ASAP. Next number is seen in the emergency room with chest pain, negative workup, had a stress test 2 years ago, may need another stress test. Next number, anxiety and depression, stable at this time, does not want any medication. Next number, gastroesophageal reflux, stable on Prilosec, will check H. pylori. Next number, because the lower extremity swelling, a DVT study was done, none was found. Next number, no sign of PVD noted in the upper or lower extremity because of pain that he's experiencing. Next number, he does have BPH, mild BPH, but I believe the nocturnuria is related. Nocturia, N-O-C-T-U-R-I-A, is related to his blood sugar. Next number, check blood sugar is regular. Next number, come back next week. Next number, he's going to bring the medication with him in 3 days. He wants to switch to us and see us on a regular basis. Next number, his carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, his liver appears slightly fatty. Next number, his bladder looks normal. Next number, renal ultrasound shows no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, may need a cardiologist evaluation. With a chest pain, which appears to be musculoskeletal, with a negative workup in the emergency room. He does have an abnormal EKG, but no STT wave changes. This may be related to RV conduction delay, may be related to the size of the right ventricle. Nevertheless, cardiology consultation is in order. Next number, check testosterone level. Next number, we evaluate next week. Next number, bring blood sugars with you. Next one was abdominal pain. He received Bentyl the other day, and his pain doesn't appear to be—he doesn't appear to be in any pain. With history of diabetes, we looked at his gallbladder, which we're most interested in, which was negative. Next one was vertigo, multifactorial. No evidence of carotid stenosis noted. Next one was—we talked about fatty liver, losing weight. Next number. On the ultrasound, his thyroid looks very small on the right side, normal on the left side. At one time, he did have low thyroid. We need to recheck that to see if it's if the low thyroid is contributing to his weight as well. He agrees with that, and we've done his blood test today as well for thyroid. Thank you.